sound.
The mail's here.
Mail time.
Oh, let's move right on to mailbag.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
Mailbag. You have to scream mailbag when you're about to do mailbag. That's
well, I did that anyway. It was just like a natural inclination.
Well, you know what? I bet you always did that when you sat down to meet to
I sat down and then yelled mailbag for like the 2 hours it took me to fill that fucking code up. Yes. Like, mailbag!
You just let it go.
Okay, Rick, what you need to do is you need to produce this podcast, take that and stretch it over 2 hours.
Okay. It might be really bad in the background. It might be like...
You can just have me say that the entire time. Just have, like, mailbag. Just have it go on in the background from the beginning of the podcast all the way through, however long this thing is.
Why don't I just put the drums underneath all of this?
You can just play the chain things in the background. Oh, man. Everybody would love this podcast. It'd be the shit.
Oh, my God. We would always have Spatulator turning in. All right. This week's question is, holy shit, it's Scott. Our old friend and OG mailbag dude is here. Ask him questions, feed him, care for him like a real kitty. And sub-question is, what are you playing lately? All right. I'm going to throw the first one to Soap. So it's obvious how we do this.
Yep. Goody gumdrops.
Yes. You, let me copy paste this. It might take a second. Stall for time, boys.
Okay. What did the podcast say to the other podcast?
I don't know. What did the podcast say to the other podcast?
Hey, podcast. Nice to meet you.
Man, that was great.
All right, Soap, here is the first reply.
Okay, what? This is from December 12th, Rick. This is about which posture would you give a hug to? That is what the topic is for this
week.
Did we
cover this one? Because I forgot.
Yeah, we totally did.
Well, I don't know. The answer might still be appropriate to the question.
Okay, let me...
It would make an interesting response either way.
Whatever, let's go. Jagger, 12th December, 2009.
I guess I didn't delete the old files from the last one. We're replying to them again.
Podcast question, favorite speedrun? Mailbag question, Yoshi, a big hug. I can't just go around buying presents, gosh. Subquestion, chili dogs. Happy holidays.
Oh, man, these are all hyper old.
I don't understand, but hey, that sounds pretty funny. What the fuck is going on?
There's only, like, one real reply.
Okay, well, when it's my turn, just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
I'll give you the only real reply, and then we can go have fun in, like, my actual Gmail account, because there are no real replies in this mailbag.
Unfortunate.
Okay. Let me find you on IRC. Alright, this is who it's from, and I'm getting the actual message right now. There you go. There's your message.
Oh wow, PNs are actually in the channel now. They're not like a separate window.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Do I read it out loud?
Yeah, or internally. If you can monologue this shit, go ahead.
Oh man, it's a whole paragraph. I'm going for it. Okay. Subject. It looks like an at symbol from Spatulator on 1939, the 26th of January, 2010. From Reitly at Spat. Oh god. His reply, I guess, is, "Hi, Scott. You may not know me very well, but my name is Spatulator. I hope that I can get to know you over the next few months and that we will come to be great." This is fucking weird, okay? I'm not going to monologue this anymore. I don't want to be his friend now.
Welcome to Spat.
No, let's see. As far as general attitude, the silliness around the host, and I'm very sorry.
What? This is mailbag, son. You have to read it. This is audio. Like, we're not going to put this up on the site.
Apologizing for how stupid the pod is, but I thought the pod was stupid to begin with. What the hell? When were we ever serious?
Huh? What? Spat?
Yeah.
He should join his support group for Posters for a Better Internet. Thank you, and have a nice day. Yours truly and honestly. Is his name really Phil Keck?
Philip Keck.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I never knew anybody with the last name Keck. But yeah.
Alright.
That's the reply. Fun.
I didn't really want to fill the paragraph. It's a lot to read.
We'll let Soap read it, because he's better.
Alright. Hi, Scott. You may not know me very well, but my name is Spatulator. I hope that I can get to know you over the next few months and that we will come to be great friends. As far as the general attitude of silliness around this website, I'm very sorry. I've been trying to get them to tone it down for a little while. I think my campaign to have the junkie replaced by the intellectual sanctuary nearly worked. But alas, I'm alone on my campaign. I hope you will support my group, Posters for a Better Internet. Thank you, and have a nice day. Yours truly and honestly, Phil Keck.
That was an amazing voice.
Really bring out the creep in that. Seriously.
Do you remember the old Scooby-Doo villain, the Creeper, where it's like the guy who's actually in the intro, the big green dude, lumbering around? That's Phil. That's Phil Keck.
Yeah.
And then you rip off his fucking mask and you're just like, Mr. Wilson.
Red herring.
Red herring?
Oh, God.
But yeah.
Jones, you weenie.
Especially it was around when I was here, right? I remember the name.
That was around.
He joined in 06.
Yeah, I swear I remember the name. It must have been when I popped back in then.
Yeah. Well, you popped back in for like 2 weeks to give Soap that puppy.
Yeah, well, I hope your puppy was nice for the week or two that it was alive before it died a slow and painful, horrible death.
It was.
But,
Everything works out in the end.
Am I actually replying to this, or are we just going to talk about it?
We just usually comment with goddamn spat, and then move on.
Goddamn spat.
Goddamn spat.
Goddamn.
I'm pretty sure that this is a total joke anyway, because who would want to replace a junk heap with anything?
Oh, well, let's sit you down, Scott. I have to talk to you a little bit about something. See, when a little boy, and there's another little boy, when one little boy tells another little boy things that are untrue in an ironic sense, this is because the first little boy is trolling the second little boy. So, you see, it's a natural tendency that when two little boys are together, one must always troll the shit out of the other one to establish superiority.
Oh, man. Well, the trolling is inferior activity.
Are you saying that you will punch Spat next time you see him, because I want you to?
Sure, I'll punch Spat next time I see him, but there hasn't been a first time yet, so I'll punch him the first time I see him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's what we all plan to do anyway. We'll just put that into Pos Saga, where Scott just punches Spat as soon as he sees him.
Sweet! This is going to be the best Pos Saga ever. I have to play the game thoroughly
He kills Alucard and Pos the game. This isn't totally out of the question.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, hey, do you guys actually have Pos the game anywhere? I don't think I have it saved on my computer anymore.
Oh, we have Pos the game chapter 2, if you want that.
I think I left when it was being created, chapter 2, because I played part of 1 at least.
It's all up somewhere.
No, I have to find it.
No help there, Soap? Like, none at all?
You can hear mine there. You could hear my enthusiasm. No, it's totally in the Pasta Game thread, which is still on page 1 of Billiard Room.
Oh, I thought it would be like, there would be a page for like, here's where all our video games that we've created are. Nope. Okay, I guess I'll go to the forums then.
Oh, man, we gotta go to the forums.
Jeez, I gotta go to the forums, I gotta find the forum it's in, I gotta find the topic, I gotta download it. Jeez.
Why isn't there a search function?
Control fuck. I mean F.
Actually, the search engine on POS is fairly broken. It doesn't work anytime I try to find anything.
It usually works for me. Maybe you're just not using it right.
Maybe I'm just a fucking retard and I bash my face against the keyboard to find anything, and I'm just like, and
well, that's how you usually are. So.
And you know, I just put that in, and then I usually pull up like 50 spat posts.
I like this. Chapter 2, probable release date, never. Oh yeah, I was here for that. This post was made on September 7th, 2005. I was so still here. Did I make a post on this topic?
I found something great. I found something amazing. Here, I'm going to put this in the Skype chat. I searched for Spatulator on Google Image Search. Hi, Spat. Oh, how are you doing?
He has gold posted in this topic. And that's how old it is.
He's so happy.
Oh, what is... You said there is a chat function in this.
There, yeah. You see, when you open up Skype, at the bottom it has this big block of white. And
I was just trying to find it.
I don't know, Scott.
You guys post the link, it posts it twice because it doesn't like the HTML code.
You've kind of been away from the internet for a while. Like, I think I have to treat you like my dad when he uses the internet.
Oh God, I'm not that retarded. I mean, I've been on the internet, just mostly on WoW.
Well, maybe I should introduce my dad to WoW and see what happens.
Oh God, no! Actually, I played WoW with like this 6-year-old dude. It was kind of crazy.
Why would you do that? Does he have like a big life insurance policy or something?
No, because he would level his character in all unarmed. He would just level his unarmed skill.
Hey, if you get your unarmed skill to 400, you get an achievement.
I'm pretty sure Krem did that.
I did it in one of my characters. I was sad.
Krem has like the explorer thing. Let's just go on to section 3 because.